Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 158, recorded on Wednesday, September 7th, 2016, and my belated last entry for the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. And only 29th anyway, it's like a double screw up. Bless me, listeners, for I have sinned. It has been a week since my last podcast, and boy, are my arms tired. I decided to mix some metaphors there. Like one of my favorites is, you know, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it. I use that one quite a bit. Yep, blew it up there at the end. It's always hard, like right around Dragon Con, and we just had a bunch of stuff going on. No excuse, because plenty of other people did it, but it did not happen. So once again, I'm on the shit list, along with Chuck and everybody. So, well. But it's been a fun Dog Days this year. Like numerous other people have said, I really think this year was the best yet. You know, the community really gelled. I think the Facebook, the discussions and stuff on Facebook helped. But there's been, you know, so much interaction on the podcasts as well that it's been awesome. It's been amazing. So I've really enjoyed it this year. I just listened to, I think Craig is a gentleman and a scholar, and I believe he's left the feed up for a little longer. So Charlotte did her last one for the Dog Days, not last one. She's continuing about an hour ago, and I had to run to the store. So I'm sitting in the car. It's a car episode, but I'm just sitting in the Food Line parking lot. I just drove over and I figured I would do it real quick. But yeah, I just listened to, I think, the last episodes other than ours. Dave's last one and Miss Melissa, David Jacobs. And to answer your question, David, yes, definitely more Lavender Pony Show would be fun. So I'm on board with that. But I think I listened to the last ones on my run today. So the only things left in my feed were in the feed that I hadn't put in a playlist are Minds and Well, I do listen to Charlotte's. So actually I do have to go listen to a couple of hers. But I always skip behind. Can't listen to them. It's been a great year, and pretty much everybody who's doing continues, you know, regularly or semi-regularly with their podcast is going in my feed this year, so we'll continue. I'll continue keeping up with it with several of you because you're doing regular shows, and I probably will just stick Technorama will be my option for Craig and Chuck. I haven't put that in my feed yet, but I need to do that. And August will be here again before you know it. Be an interesting year that by that time next year. And good news is, I had hinted, I don't even remember, I know the last time I hinted very heavily. Our original plan was to do these short episodes and then do one more to finish out the 30 days. But do a dual episode, cross-post it to both Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone and Charlotte's Web. And because Charlotte and I have been talking about it for way too long, I think I did go over most of this, but hadn't started it yet, but we have a podcast that we're calling His and Her Geekery, where we're going to talk about geek stuff. Ta-da. Thanks for explaining that, Ken. But it looks like just we're back into the week and the school year. We're probably not going to do it till this weekend. So it will not make it into the feed, I expect. But what we'll do is we'll link to it in, it's hisandhergeekery.com. The website is created. I haven't done really anything with it yet. We're probably planning on doing it this weekend. And I think my tentative schedule at this point, I mean, I always do a fairly bad pod fade around the end of the year, but I'm really going to having a show to do with Charlotte, which will be fun. And it'll also kind of keep me in the groove, hopefully a little better. I think what I'm tentatively planning on doing is like every other week, like we'll do at least for me, I'll do my personal show. And that'll continue to just be kind of slice of lifey sort of stuff for the most part. I do other things, but that is frequently what it is. We'll do that, you know, probably on a weekend at some point. And then the next weekend we'll do His and Her Geekery and then like that. So that is the schedule that I'm hoping to maintain. So, yep, we were hoping that we would get everything wrapped up, and we were hoping that we could do it yesterday. That would have been the perfect time. We got home and it was before really everything started, but it did not happen. So, but I will put a link in the Dog Days podcast group when we get everything up and running. So we're looking forward to doing that. And guess final beer of the moment would be, obviously I'm driving. This is a beer of a previous moment. And dang it, I want to look it up, make sure. And of course my fingerprint scanner wasn't working, so I had to type in my long password. I drank this last night, though. We stopped in Greenville on the way to Dragon Con and the way home. There's a Barley's, which is a pizza and tap house in downtown Greenville, has actually become we may not do it every time we're driving to Atlanta, but more often than not, because they have exceptional pizza and exceptional calzones. That's what I've had a couple times. I saw Charlotte's Pizza last week before DragonCon, and I was planning on getting pizza this time, but I was so hungry by the time we got there that I instead just had another calzone. It was pretty funny. I ordered a pepperoni and anchovies calzone both times. Yeah, I like anchovies. And this time it came the first last you know the week before it was awesome. I was like, I'm gonna get that again. It'll be great. It comes and I look at it and something weird's going on, and there's stuff popping up, the slits cut in the calzone, there's stuff popping out, and it is neither a pepperoni nor is it a an anchovy. It is an artichoke. And I pull it out and I look at it and realize what it is, and I'm like, dang it. Either there was a mistake, either I said artichoke, you know, one of three things could have happened. You know, I could have said artichoke when I meant anchovy. The waitress could have written down artichoke when she heard anchovy, or the guy in the back could have misread anchovy and put in artichokes instead. I'm guessing it was the third, because Charlotte told me she heard me say anchovy. And once I got it into it, there were also anchovies. So it was pepperoni, anchovies, and artichokes, but I wasn't charged for three. And so I'm guessing what happened is whoever was making the calzone read artichoke, started filling it with artichokes, and then double checked and was like, oh shit. So I got anchovies and artichokes and pepperoni, and it was excellent. It's good. So we've been stopping there, and right around the corner from Barley's, like between where we usually park and the tap house, is a beer store, like a, you know, craft beer, crazy. It's Greenville craft. I don't remember the name of it. It's Greenville. The first word is Greenville, and I don't remember the rest. Greenville beer store, maybe could be that. And they had a Oscar Blues has a Pinner, which is a, I think it's a, yeah, that's a like session IPA. It's like a, so it's a session IPA, like a low alcohol IPA, which I have had before. But then they had a, I guess it was a seasonal, it was a passion fruit Pinner. So it had a little bit of passion fruit flavor in it. And so I got those. I had some of those last night when we got home. It was interesting. It was a little bit tart. You know, I like the sour and the tart beers. There wasn't a very strong flavor to it, which, you know, in some ways it'll also almost been more interesting. It had a little bit more, but it wasn't bad. I would drink it again, you know. So that was a beer of a recent past moment, not beer of the moment, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, since I'm driving. But I'm at the store, and I guess I will wrap it up here. I think I have hit all the points I was going for. So, all right. So thanks a lot, everybody. It's been a great dog days. You can get the feed at Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. I am also in iTunes now. For a long time, I wasn't. And we're going to make sure Charlotte is in iTunes. She's got more than enough episodes up now. I just haven't gone and done the little magic-y stuff to get her. And we also have to decide whose iTunes account. She doesn't really have an active iTunes account, so do we just put her under mine? Oh, and you want this navel gazing. But yeah, she is not in iTunes now, but will be soon, as will his and her geekery, as soon as basically as soon as I put the first episode up. I'll do my best to get it in immediately. And so, yep, in iTunes, at kenzoid.com. Twitter handle's Kenzoid. Instagram's Ken Kennedy. Instagram's been fun as well. There's a lot of folks cross-posting. We were cross-posting the heck out of DragonCon pictures and made a couple ads in Instagram for that, which has been fun the past couple days. Everything else you can find at Kenzoid.com. So thanks, everybody. It's been, like I have said four times now, it's been a great dog days. And to the two listeners who aren't dog days, also dog days participants, we'll be back to our regular schedule soon. So this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0 unported. And take care, and we will talk to you not tomorrow, but soon. See ya.